The 5th Congressional District comprises Minneapolis and some suburbs, including Golden Valley and St. Louis Park. Democrat Martin Szabo has held the seat since 1978.
Well, it's still rewarding. I would like to think we've done a good job representing the values and interests of our district and the state of Minnesota in Congress, and would like to continue.
As a powerful member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee, Szabo says he's now secured over $330 million for the light rail project in his district. The 62-year-old Szabo says he considers his biggest victory the shepherding of President Clinton's first budget when Democrats controlled the House and Szabo chaired the House Budget Committee. This year, Szabo voted against normalizing trade relations with China and against repealing the so-called marriage penalty. Republican Frank Taylor ran against Szabo in 1998 and lost badly, but the 60-year-old retired Minneapolis science teacher is trying again. Taylor criticizes the federal oversight of education, especially Goals 2000, a federal initiative begun under President Bush and the nation's governors, which led to Minnesota's profile of learning. Taylor says the project-oriented profile hurt his students.
I was a 37-year veteran science teacher. I could not use my own curriculum. It stood the test of validity, reliability, but what they were asking me to teach did not fit the needs of all of my students.
Taylor has served on the Edina Chamber of Commerce, led the suburban NAACP, and went to the 1996 Republican National Convention as an alternate delegate. He's the only African American in the 5th District race. 51-year-old Renee Lavoy is running for the 5th District on the Constitution Party ticket. Lavoy is a personal counselor and has written two books, including How to Get Better Relationships, More Money, and Other Good Stuff. Lavoy's Christian beliefs form the foundation of her political philosophy.
And I think as time has gone by and we have left our constitutional roots and particularly left our godly roots, our fear of God and our sort of Christian heritage, we seem to be drifting more towards socialism, away from freedom, and just in general, losing a lot of ground that we had in this nation.
Lavoy opposes abortion, saying it violates the Fifth Amendment against taking a life without due process of law. She also opposes gun control. Rob Tomich is running for 5th District Congress as a member of the Independence Party. Tomich is a 44-year-old parking garage supervisor from Minneapolis who says too many people in the district have low-paying jobs but high taxes.
A lot of people live, work in clerical fields, secretarial fields, data entry, people that mop our floors, take out our trash, people that work assembly, people that work in warehouses, and countless other fields. I think that these people need and deserve a break.
Tomich wants to eliminate the federal income tax for people who earn under $30,000 a year. He'd replace it with a 1% national sales tax. And insurance broker Chuck Charnstrom is running for 5th District Congress as a libertarian. He says he'd limit the government to the courts, police, and national defense.
When we cut all the other roles of the federal government off and give those responsibilities to the states and to the people, which is exactly what the 10th and 9th Amendments states, then we become a little more responsible for our lives.
Charnstrom would get rid of the federal income tax, which he calls legalized theft. He'd eliminate federal health care and allow anyone without a criminal record to apply for a conceal and carry gun permit. Charnstrom rejects the notion that he might be too young at 26 to run for office. He notes incumbent Martin Szabo was just 22 when he first ran for state legislature back in 1960. I'm Patty Marsicano, Minnesota Public Radio.